After serving 33 years in the military and 36 years as an educator, Anthony Caruana had no visions of entering politics, but then in 2007...
I was actually retired for 1 year when they came and asked me to run. And I guess the interesting perspective is I don't belong to any political party at all.
Among his accomplishments of note, improving the town's struggling credit rating and economy.
We've been able to, because of economic, one of the big things we had to do was open up economic development, and we've been having a great opportunity. We just opened our North Youngman Commerce Center. Three businesses have already bought property into that, and we have three more pieces to go that we're hoping will be sold. We opened a Riverview Solar Technology Park. FedEx International headquarters is in there. Colvin Woods Park. So economically, in that aspect, I think we're doing very much better than we've had.
Caruana was endorsed by both Democrats and conservatives, but still considered himself neutral. Although he never considered himself a politician and was never at the center of controversy, he admits one of his flaws was sometimes taking things too personally.
I do not like the politics on any other side, and unfortunately I take things too much to heart. In fact, I'm just recovering from triple bypass surgery from 2 months ago, which probably had to deal with stress because I do take things too personally.
He's looking forward now to spending more time with his wife and doing some traveling. Deputy Supervisor Joseph Eminger was elected last month to replace Caruana. That becomes official January 2nd. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.